Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa and I are finally back in Chicago, and it feels so, so good to be home.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
It really, really does. It has been a week, and we want to thank all of you for putting up with us and our shenanigans over the last week as we were down in Nashville for the CMA Awards. And now we are, things are returning to normal, and nowhere is that more true than tonight. If you are looking for something to do, I am going to be out and about with our friends from Yuengling.
Yeah, you're going to be, oh, this is going to be so fun, Austin. You're going to be at Village Tavern in Carroll Stream. You're going to be there from 5 to 7.
Yep.
And you're going to have a chance for people to win Scotty McCreery tickets. That show is this Sunday. It's sold out.
It's sold out. The only way in is with me tonight or today during the 5 at 8:35.
So
either
just,
one.
Yeah, make sure that you stop on by if you're a Scotty McCreery fan. Place is going to be packed and so much fun. And you'll be able to grab a cold flight by Yuengling.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, since I'm going out there with our friends from Yuengling, you know there'll be some goodies and some swag. It'll be a grand old time. Gonna have some fun, and like we said, if you want those Scotty McCreery tickets, your best chance to grab them is at Village Tavern tonight in Carroll Stream, because only the people that scan the QR code during the 2 hours that we are out there will be entered for that one pair of tickets.
Right.
So we would love for you to get out there and join us. Plus, I just want to see you and say hey and chat, and because it's good to be back home in Chicago after what was a very long week. And, you know, Melissa, there was some big news this week outside of the CMA Awards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Which we will get to in just a second. But before we do, we want to ask you, do you like your man clean shaven or with a beard? 312-946-4995. I guess, fellas, this question could go for you, too, if you work at the circus. I don't know. Look, to each their own. But do you like your man clean shaven? 312-946-4995. Because this week, we saw a chin in country music for arguably the first time. Who is it? We're going to reveal it coming up next. We saw a chin for the first time in country music this week. It's a chin of a very notable man. Former CMA Award winner Jelly Roll has shaved his beard, and he revealed it on his Instagram. If you haven't seen it yet, you can catch it on our stories at US 99 Mornings. But that begs the question, ladies, do you like your man with a beard or not? Mel, before we get to the calls, what do you think? And keep in mind, both of your coworkers have beards.
That doesn't matter.
Well, it should.
Because you're not my man.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, you know what?
I'm going to say beard. I was going to say no beard. There's. I don't like facial hair in my mouth, but I like the way that it looks.
Yeah.
And so I'll still stick with that, because I think most men can look good with a beard, as long as it's not like a Chris Stapleton beard.
My wife hates my beard. She wants me to shave it so bad.
Really? And is it the facial hair, like, getting in her mouth?
Yeah, she doesn't like kissing me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, well, let's go to Tom in Edison Park.
I was going to ask if you like your men clean shaven or not, but how about yourself?
I prefer having my goatee. It makes my face look fuller, and it keeps me warmer in the winter.
Oh, so you have, like, a bigger goatee? Because, like, one of those little ones wouldn't do much, I would think.
No, my goatee sticks out about 4 inches below my chin.
Oh, wow. Okay. And okay. It wraps all the way around the mouth?
Absolutely. I can suck on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you?
Like women suck on their hair. I suck on my goatee.
Okay. Wow. Do you like that?
Oh, it Not really. It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
A hobby. It helps pass the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's almost like one of those things that's soothing, you know, when you play with your hair or whatever.
When you're anxious, you know, you play with it.
Yeah, well, right.
And, Tom, is your wife, does she enjoy it and or suck on your goatee?
She's 5 years older, and she hates when I shave.
Really?
She says I look like I'm 20 years old.
Oh, because she's older, and she wants you to not look so young.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
She doesn't want anybody knowing she's robbing the cradle.
Oh, yeah, right. Have you ever thought about just growing a whole beard?
Yes, I have, but it's too patchy.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
That's my problem.
Okay.
I've still got a beard, but it's very patchy on the sides.
Oh, I hate that. You get these big bald spots. You got hair, and nothing here.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Need some, like, Rogaine just for those spots.
Exactly. I wish they would come out with something like that for men.
Yeah, we need some beard Rogaine. Rogaine, get on it. What do you think?
Have a pill you can
take
now.
Take the pill, I guess.
Take the pill?
It's the men's pill.
The men's pill? Okay. All right. Well, Tom, listen, I'll tell you what. You may be sucking on this beard, but this call did not suck. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Wonder if he ever adds, like, flavors to his beard, you know, while he's sucking on it, you know?
Or,
like,
maybe gets the leftover food. What, like, is it? A little orange juice gets in there?
Ooh, yeah.
Like the orange juice.
Ooh, that doesn't sound that bad.
It's like a built-in popsicle.
I need to grow my beard a little bit longer. It's time for everybody's favorite game, Family Food. That's food, just so, you know, it's heavily trademarked, the other game. But it's similar to the other game. All week, our producer Kyle has been polling the audience, and that is you, trying to get answers. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and lay out the ground rules for everyone's favorite game?
We are going to play a round of quick money, not fast money.
I think that's also trademarked. Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys some survey questions. You'll have 30 seconds to answer. Whoever has more points by the end of this quick cash round will walk away the victor. Austin, you won the pre-show coin flip.
Yeah, I did.
Would you like to go first or second?
You know what? I'd like to go first.
You would like to go first this week.
First is the worst.
Oh, some have said that. Melissa, you need to get out of the studio.
Okay. Yeah, get out of here, Mel.
Bye.
All right, Austin, you have 30 seconds to answer as many survey-style questions as possible before we bring Mel back in. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Steve. Kyle.
Yep. Yeah, thank you for correcting that. On your mark, get set, go. What can you find in Nashville?
Country music.
First person you would think if you won an award and were given a speech?
God.
Something that you can donate?
Clothes.
What is the perfect time to eat Thanksgiving dinner?
3 p.m.
Name something you can see in a hotel lobby.
A concierge.
And name a male country music artist.
Morgan Wallen.
Ooh, Justin and the buzzer.
I feel good about those answers, Steve. Kyle.
All right, let's bring Mel back in.
Come on, Mel! Came back in holding a tiny Christmas tree.
Don't know how she was able to farm it that quickly.
The tis the season. It is magical.
Mel, we are going to give you 30 seconds on the clock in order to try to beat Austin in this quick cash round.
Okay.
However, if you get the same answer as Austin, you will hear this sound. And that means you got to guess again. Sound good?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
On your mark. Get set, go. Name something you can find in Nashville.
The Predators.
What is the who's the first person you would thank during an award-winning speech?
Lady Wilson.
Name something you can donate.
Name something you can donate?
Mm-hmm.
Books?
What is the perfect time to eat Thanksgiving dinner?
4 p.m.
Something you see in a hotel lobby.
Desk.
And name a male country music artist.
Jordan Davis.
All right.
I did not do good on that.
We will find out next who won this quick cash round during a Family Food next here on Melissa and Austin. All right, we're back now with the results of this week's Family Food. Quick cash round. Melissa and Austin went head-to-head in survey-style questions that had to do with things that we've talked about here on the show this week, and I have the results. It was a week for you guys. I can tell you're a little bit tired by some of these guesses.
I know.
So let's jump right into it. The first question, what can you find in Nashville? Obviously, you both just got back from Nashville after going to the CMA Awards this week. Austin, your guess was country music.
Yeah, it's the Music City.
And Melissa, your guess was the Nashville Predators.
Which all-time upset. I never would have guessed Mel would have gone sports there.
Austin, you got 8 points.
All right.
That was the number one answer on the board.
Aw. I'm not feeling good about this one.
Melissa, your answer of the Nashville Predators got you 0 points.
Well, you know, she did just say Predator, so maybe she was just referring to red dots on Google Maps, you know?
The next question, who is the first person you would thank if you won an award and were giving a speech?
I've misunderstood that question.
Austin, you went with God. That got you 4 points.
All right. Wow, only four. Jeez. Okay.
Melissa, you went with Lainey Wilson, but I made it generalized with celebrity. That got you 0 points again.
Wow, this is great.
So Austin is currently leading 12 to nothing. Next one up, name something you can donate because we are doing our canned food drive in Round Lake next Tuesday from 11 to 3 at the Jewel at 900 East Rollins Road.
Come join us.
Austin, your answer of clothing got you 17 points.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
That was the number one answer on the board. Melissa, your answer of books.
Nerd.
Got you 0 points again.
Let's go. I'm going for the shutout here, Steve.
29 to nothing, Austin, but still plenty of game left. The next one up, what is the perfect time to eat Thanksgiving dinner? Austin, you went with 3 p.m. and got 11 points.
Come on, let's go.
Number one answer on the board. Melissa, your answer of 4 p.m. got you 10 points.
Oh,
wow. That was the number two answer on the board.
Wow, there you go. No longer shut out.
Austin, you currently lead 42-10, but still, again, plenty of game left.
Yeah.
Next one up, name something that you can see in a hotel lobby, because we obviously pointed out that Mel loves looking at magnifying glasses when she is down in Nashville for some odd reason. Austin, you answered concierge. Melissa, you said a desk, which we're going to take as check-in desk. Mm-hmm. Austin, you got 0 points on that one. But Melissa, you got 4 points.
Wow, there you go. No.
That was the number one answer on the board, actually.
And only 4 points?
Yeah. It was very spread around, I will say. And the last one, as Austin currently leads 40-14. Name a male country music artist, because you guys for Melissa and Austin this week tried to pick the hottest male country music artist. Austin, you went with Morgan Wallen. Melissa, you went with Jordan Davis. Austin, you got 0 points on that one.
Morgan, nobody said Morgan Wallen?
Nobody said Morgan Wallen. Melissa, your answer of Jordan Davis also got you 0 points.
Who did they pick?
What was the number one answer on the board?
Number one answer on the board tied Kenny Chesney and Blake Shelton, because Blake Shelton was just announced as the headliner for Windy City Smokeout.
Okay.
But with a score of 40-14, this week's Family Food Quick Cash winner is Austin.
Yeah. Looks like first isn't the worst anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Melissa.
Austin.
The world is abuzz right now for the new movie, Wicked,
for good. it is out today, which I know everyone is very excited to see. Someone in our office has already seen it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not me.
It was not me.
Kyle, is it you?
I just saw the first one, so no, it was not me.
Oh, you're a year late, man. Okay. So it must be our boss, Marcy.
That leaves Marcy.
Marcy, and how are you?
Wow, full name this morning. Good morning. Yeah. Listen, I'm still honestly recovering because I am a big dork and I love me some musical theater. So obviously I had to try to snag special screening passes, which I don't know how I did, but I did.
Yeah, Marcy tries to tell us that she lives in the northwest suburbs, but I'm pretty sure when she leaves work, she goes and sleeps at one of the theaters in the theater district in downtown Chicago because you are always there. You love musical theater.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I do that.
Okay, so
what did you think about it? Was it as good as everybody's hoping that it is?
Listen, you have to be a wicked fan. Don't go to the movie thinking that... Like, first of all, see the first one if you haven't.
Okay.
But it was stunning. Just visually stunning. And by the way, the screening I saw, and I hope the rest of everything is like this, you get the glasses on the way in. So everything kind of jumps out at the screen. It's not like totally 3D, but it's that fancy.
It just gives it some like depth.
Yeah, it gives it some depth. The gorgeousness of building the yellow brick road. Now, the storyline is darker. It's less... fun, I guess I would say, but the singing will knock your socks off.
Well,
Cynthia Erivo,
to wear two pairs.
Ariana Grande are just insane.
They do. I mean, when in Wicked, I mean, it was just, that even in itself was visually stunning and the music was gorgeous.
Absolutely. And I have no idea how that entire cast shot what totals to be a 5.5 hour movie in one thing, because they did Wicked 1, they did Wicked 2 right after, because, obviously, you got to be consistent and can...
Yeah.
That was wicked smart of them.
Okay, nice. I like that, Kyle.
That was a good pun. What is your Chicago Siskel and Ebert review of it?
Oh, on a scale from pink to green, what would you give it?
Ooh, nice,
well,
yeah.
If you know Wicked, pink goes good with green, so that... Mm-hmm. I mean, I would give it... If I was doing emojis, I would do 10 green and pink little heart bubbles.
Okay. Our rating system, we got to figure this
out. I love the heart bubbles.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend it. It was visually just gorgeous, and the singing knocks your socks off. And I did participate in a TikTok trend. I did the before seeing Wicked and after seeing Wicked. So I hope you enjoy that. Seeing me after, it wasn't pretty.
Wait, hang on. We're getting a call right now. Oh my gosh, it's the Chicago Tribune. They're looking for a new movie critic. Marcy, you
gotta
got
go,
the
bye.
Job.
New job.
All right, Wicked for Good in theaters now. Thank you so much, Marcy.
You're
Thanks,
welcome,
Marcy.
Guys.
Love you.
Mwah.
And coming up next, we're going to see if, we already know the answer. It's a foregone conclusion. If someone can take down Austin, the Nashville know-it-all. Oh, wait, that's me. I don't think anyone will. But if they can beat me in some country music trivia, we'll give them $500. Coming up next, right here on Melissa and Austin.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville know-it-all. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time now to play the Nashville Know-It-All for your chance to win $500. Let's meet today's contestant. It is Gary in Lowell. Hi, Gary.
How's it going?
Good. How are you feeling about winning some money, some $500?
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really all he can do, because I pretty much win
Don't
every single
to
one
what
of these.
Saying. Okay, just tell Austin to get out of here.
All right. Austin, you got to get out.
All right, fine. You know what? Fine. I'm leaving.
Good. Listen to Gary. He's pretty confident in winning today, and he's confident that you need to get out.
Okay, Gary, you know how this game is played. I've got 5 country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Do you feel ready to play?
Yep.
All right. Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Love the confidence.
Question number 1. Morgan Wallen's surprise pop-up show caused traffic jams in Nashville last Friday night. Which 2023 song of his spent over a year on the Billboard Hot 100, including a record-breaking 16 weeks at number one, and starts with the line, "Last night we let the liquor talk"?
Last night?
Question number two. Jelly Roll went viral this week for taking fan requests live on Instagram at 2 a.m. What year did he win the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year?
2023.
Question number three. Chris Stapleton and Miranda Lambert performed their new song, A Song to Sing, to a cool 1970s disco vibe at this past CMA Awards show. What song did he perform at the Super Bowl in 2023?
Was it Star Spangled Banner?
Question number four. Carolina Panthers teamed up with country music superstar and lifelong fan Luke Combs to unveil an exclusive merchandise collaboration, personally curated by Combs himself. Which Luke Combs song instructs people to get some candles burning and some records turning, all the lights down low, take it nice and slow?
I don't remember that one. I know it, but I don't remember it.
Okay. Question number five. Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin Brown's hit song, Thank God, has inspired the story of a Lifetime Christmas movie called Thank God Christmas at Keller Ranch. What famous country female singer did Kane sing his famous song, What If, with?
You got this, Gary.
You got this. Come on. You're good at this.
Yes.
You're really good. She just had a baby.
Just had a baby.
She's
we
got
talked
blonde
to her
hair.
During the CMA Awards. Blonde hair.
Miranda Lambert? No, I don't think it is. But you know what? You got me on that one.
All right, let's bring Austin back in. How you feeling, Gary? How you feeling?
Yeah, you know, 50-50.
What would you do with the $500?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be Christmas gifts.
Really nice.
Who would you buy Christmas gifts for?
Oh, probably the kids.
Okay, so perfect. So, Austin, if you win today...
Tell kids Christmas is canceled this year.
You are taking away Gary's kids' Christmas gifts.
And you know what? I'm going to do it with a smile on my face.
All right, Austin, Gary got three correct. He did really well. Goodness. I thought he was going to get all five.
Everyone's been so strong this week.
I'm telling you, and you're not. All right, let's go. Question number one. Morgan Wallen's surprise pop-up show caused traffic jams in Nashville last Friday night. Which 2023 song of his spent over a year on the Billboard Hot 100, including a record-breaking 16 weeks at number one, and starts with the line, "Last night we let the liquor talk"?
I believe the title of that song are the first two words, "last night."
All right, that is also what Gary guessed. You guys are tied 1-1. Question number two, Jelly Roll went viral this week for taking fan requests live on his Instagram at 2 a.m. What year did he win the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year?
Ooh. Is it 23 or 24? I'm going to say, that's here. 39. 39, I think is it.
He's doing math. That's how you know this is intense.
I'm going to say 24.
Yes!
That is wrong. Woo! And Gary got that one correct. It was 2023, which means Gary 2, Austin 1.
Hey, why don't you count on that, Nashville know-it-all?
Question number three. Chris Stapleton and Miranda Lambert performed their new song, A Song to Sing, to a cool 1970s disco vibe at this past CMA Awards show. What song did he perform at the Super Bowl in 2023?
He doesn't even know 2023, apparently.
2023.
Yeah,
he did
a blank for all.
He did the, I'm pretty sure he did the national anthem. So the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, because Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, was crying. He brought grown men to tears.
Dang it. You're bringing me to tears.
Shoot. Well, Gary also answered that one correctly. So now he can answer that correct. It is 3-2. Gary. Question number four. Carolina Panthers teamed up with country music superstar and lifelong fan Luke Combs to unveil a new exclusive merchandise collaboration, personally curated by Luke Combs himself. Which Luke Combs song instructs people to get some candles burning and some records turning, all the lights down low, take it nice and slow?
Oh gosh. Wait, I can't focus with Kyle singing Luke Combs in the background.
Okay, come on, let's go.
It's
You're a know-it-all.
The Kind of Love We Make.
Dang!
Let's
oh
go.
My gosh.
Let's go. That came out of nowhere. The also, he was rocking some of that Carolina Panthers collab during Radio Row this week.
I'll just get to question number five. I'm so tired of the Nashville know-it-all.
Well, unfortunately, Gary did get that one wrong, so you're tied 3-3. Question number five. Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin Brown's hit song, Thank God, has inspired the story of a lifelong Christmas movie called Thank God, Christmas at Keller Ranch. What famous country female singer did Kane sing his famous songs, What If, with?
That would be, man, I hate to do this because those kids are not getting Christmas presents this year. Lauren Elena.
Oh, God. And Gary missed that one. So that means it's 4-3. Austin wins.
Oh. Did I win? So I won again?
Yeah.
I feel like this is, oh my gosh. Gary, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
Gary, aren't you mad at him right now? He just stole your kid's money.
Yeah.
That's all right. It is what it is. We make more.
I appreciate
that's a good
it,
attitude.
Gary. Yeah.
Well, now Austin's record 15-0.
Undefeated. Three straight weeks and no losses. Gary, you got to say the line before you leave.
I'm Gary from Lowell, and Austin's still the Nashville know-it-all.
Oh, man. He sounds like the MasterCard commercial guy.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I like the way you said that. A little disgusted.
For everything else, there's MasterCard.
And for more chances to win $500 with the Nashville know-it-all, we will be back on Monday morning.
Melissa, it's 8 o'clock right now.
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You will also feel great. Go to FeelGreatIllinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Luke and Aurora.
What's your great news?
Oh, hey there. It's good to hear you back. That's the first bit of great news I got for you.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Luke.
All right. Second thing, I went to a Clint Black concert last week in Joliet.
Cool.
Ooh, how was it? How was he live?
Oh, he was electric live. He may be a little bit older, but he still got it, I think. You know?
I always love that because when you see artists who've been around for quite some time, I worry a little bit because, you know, maybe their voice isn't as strong as it used to be or whatever. And I saw Paul McCartney in Vegas, and wow, I was still wowed by that guy.
Yeah.
And so what do you think about him?
Honestly, he was one of my favorite artists growing up when I was a real small kid, George Strait. Another one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to tour anymore, though.
Really? You think this is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well,
sometimes it's hard to tell. You want to catch it before they're done touring.
Yeah. Best you got in, though, to see him, right?
Yep, exactly. I even got a guitar pick from him.
Oh, come on.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's incredible. How were your seats?
I was literally maybe one or two rows away from the actual stage.
Wow.
Oh, and you had great seats, too. That's fantastic, Luke. It's almost like you got an early Christmas present to yourself.
Yes, it sure was. he even tipped his hat to me on the way out. You know, I wear the big old cowboy hat.
That's right, because we've met you at Saddle Up in Aurora.
Yeah, speaking of which, are you guys coming back or no?
That's a good question.
We've been talking about it, trying to get back out. So just know that we don't know the dates, but it's in the works.
Yeah, Saddle Up is fantastic. That is one place in the Chicagoland area that we have returned to multiple times. We will try and get out to Saddle Up, if not Aurora, very soon.
Oh, well, keep me posted on the Instagram or whatever you got to do. And
of course.
Hopefully I see you again.
Definitely, man.
We would love it, Luke.
Definitely, man.
Congrats on having such a great time at the show. Hopefully he tours again. You'll get to see him one more time.
Yeah, I hope so. By the way, before we all hang up and everything, it was my sister's birthday yesterday, so could you please give her a shout out?
Oh, even more great news.
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name is Megan.
Megan, happy birthday. You got a great brother in Luke, and I hope your day was very special.
Yes, happy birthday, Megan.
There we go. So Clint Black concert, birthdays, that's awesome.
Living life, and it's Friday.
And with that, let's keep the good news rolling, Mel.
You mean the great news.
Oh, thank you. More Great at 8 coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Austin.
You know, I was feeling kind of great today. I was thinking maybe since it's a Friday, we get to even more great news.
I think that feels so great. So, yeah, let's do it. It's time for more great at 8.
It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Margaret in Hickory Hills.
What's your great news?
Oh, I have wonderful news.
What is it?
Well, I'm expecting my second grandchild, my daughter and son-in-law, in April.
Aww,
come on.
Fantastic.
It, yes, love it. And my son is marrying this wonderful girl in July.
Oh, that's great. Is it the same couple that's due?
No. So my daughter's expecting, and my son and his girlfriend are getting married in July.
Margaret.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have a busy spring into summer.
I am.
Yeah, 2026 is going to be a year for you.
Yes. I am so excited.
Now, does your daughter that's having the baby, do they live close to you?
Yes, they do. They do, about 20 minutes away, and they have a little girl, 3 years old,
okay.
And we're just in love with her, of course.
Of course.
That's great.
Do you get to babysit?
Oh, yes, definitely.
That would be the most fun part. I can't wait for Porter to have kids. If he had them at 18, I'd be okay with that.
No, you would not.
I know. I can't. I was wanted to
have it. You would not be okay,
19.
With that.
Maybe 20.
I don't think even at 23 you would be ready for him to have kids.
Don't rush it.
Yeah, don't rush it, Mel.
Okay.
Don't rush it.
Margaret, this is fantastic news.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do we know if grandbaby number 2 is going to be a boy or a girl?
It's a little girl.
Oh,
a little girl.
Very
so
nice.
So she'll have 2 little girls, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Much easier to handle, right? Because those boys can run rampant.
You're telling me.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes.
Well, Margaret, what is your daughter's name?
Sarah.
Send our very best to Sarah. We hope her pregnancy goes extremely smooth.
Thank you.
And then your son's name?
My son is Ryan.
And we hope wedding planning goes very well for Ryan. I'm sure if he's like most grooms, he's probably just like chilling and just being told what to do. But
well, actually, he's got a big role. He's been part the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
I like it.
Then I hope wedding planning goes well.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
You're so cute.
Thank you. I listen to you constantly.
Well,
oh, good.
Margaret, you're a doll. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic weekend, okay?
Yes, you too.
It's a Friday, vibes are high, and they're about to get higher because it's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Visit treetime.com. Joining us today are our dear friends Danielle in Hoffman Estates and Chrissy in Crown Point. Love me some alliteration. Chrissy, why don't you say hello to Danielle?
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Chrissy.
Ladies, you are up for tickets to our sold-out Lodo show with Scotty McCreery this Sunday. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
We're ready.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number 1. Which country artist, who was just added to next year's Windy City Smokeout lineup, is married to former No Doubt lead singer Gwen Stefani?
Danielle. Blake Shelton.
Is it Blake Shelton? It is. And again, he is going to be playing the Sunday night of next year's Windy City Smokeout. Tickets available at WindyCitySmokeout.com.
Question number 2. Who sings the song Miss Me More?
Chrissy. Megan Maroney?
Is it Megan Maroney? It is not Danielle.
You got a guess?
I don't.
Okay, it's Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh,
right, Danielle. There you go. Yeah, that was good. Danielle still leads 1-0. Heading into question number 3. Lainey Wilson hosted the CMA Awards solo this year, but name one of the 2 men who hosted alongside her last year.
3 seconds.
I was surprised. Okay.
It was either Peyton Manning or Luke Bryant.
All right. It's still Danielle 1, Chrissy 0. Question number 4. In the hit song Jolene, what is Dolly Parton begging Jolene to not do?
Chrissy. Don't take my man.
Is it Don't Take My Man? It is. Wow. Chrissy ties things up heading into this fifth and final question.
Okay. In what city can you find the Grand Ole Opry?
Grand.
What? Oh,
wow.
Man.
I think it was Chrissy.
Yeah, just barely. Chrissy, what do you got?
Nashville.
Is it Nashville? Chrissy, we'll see you in Rosemont. You're going to Scotty McCreary.
Oh, my gosh. That was so close. So close, you guys. Well, Danielle, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Good job, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Not going to hold Melissa's hand because she is a nerd. Melissa loves science so much.
So
she doesn't stop talking about it off the air. And we said, Melissa, if you promise to stop talking about science off the air, we'll give you an entire segment on the air. To which she said,
this sounds like a good idea.
I didn't say it like that.
I had my eyes closed, did not know who was talking there.
Oh my God, stop it.
Which led us to Melissa's Weird Science.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew. Melissa, what are you going to teach us from the world of science this week?
Science has proved that redheads process pain differently from everyone else on the planet.
That's because they don't have souls.
Oh, Austin.
Do you remember that video back in the day?
No.
That was a South
Gingers,
Park thing.
Gingers don't have souls or whatever?
Yeah, that was South Park.
Oh, I just remember a little kid ranting about it. He's like, I do have a soul.
Oh, my gosh. Due to their different genetic makeup, redheads require more anesthesia, are more prone to certain diseases, and experience pain differently. But it gets more interesting
and
than that.
They tend to have more freckles.
Anyway, there's a mechanism that causes this red tinge pigment that also stimulates some hormones, including more endorphins. That explains Kyle a lot.
Wait, is Kyle, are you redhead?
I have like a tint of red in my
beard.
And Melissa has just always called me a redhead.
And you're Irish, though.
I am Irish.
There you go.
So it kind of seems like she's stereotyping a little bit.
No, I'm not. But they're most famous for providing pain relief and making you feel some pleasure.
Is that true?
Kyle?
I don't know. Again, I'm not a redhead. This is a very low bar considering the room that we're in.
It's like,
Kyle, your hair looks a little red today.
Yeah,
you're the redhead now.
You're redder than the rest of us.
I don't know.
I see red in that beard.
I guess. I don't know.
Other studies find that gingers are less sensitive to electric shock pain.
Ooh.
I don't know how they know that.
Yeah, I was going to say, who did the tests for that?
Redheads are also more resistant to pain produced by spicy foods because there's capsaicin that's in spicy foods.
Oh, yeah.
That's the active ingredient. So if you were to eat, say, a chili pepper, you'd be able to handle it better than most people.
Well, that's because they're red, too.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon. They're already red enough.
Yeah, right.
And finally, it has turned out they are more vulnerable to toothaches and more afraid of the dentist.
Oh. I'm not afraid of the dentist as the resident redhead, as we figured out here on the show.
Yeah, it's because you don't have pain.
But I will say, I have gone to the dentist a lot.
What time do you go?
2:30. I actually go closer to noon. It's kind of better for my schedule.
Yeah, right. All right, real quick, on the way out the door, who can name a redhead? An old-fashioned redhead name off.
My grandma.
Conan O'Brien.
The Wendy's girl.
My grandma.
Jessica Chastain.
Melissa's grandma.
My grandma.
Why are you naming the same ones over and over?
She has a lot of different grandmas that are redheads. It's the McGurran.
Ew.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.